The next patient is Josnel Beloa. The last name is B-E-L, like in Lima, O-I-S, like in Sierra. First name, J, like in JCPenney, O, like in Oscar, S, like in Sierra, N, like in November, E, like in Echo, L, like in Lima. This is a clinical case of a 74-year-old male that is originally from Haiti. That is a patient of Dr. Maxwell that was referred because of the CKD stage 3A with proteinuria. Interestingly, the patient has a lengthy history of relapsing pleural effusion to the point that he had pleurodesis after several chest tubes. The relapsing pleural effusion subsided and he was without relapse. The patient has a history of CKD stage 3A with serum creatinine 1.5, and the estimated EFR has been above 45 mLs per minute. He's had a protein-creatinine ratio that is close to 780 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient was started on Kerendia 10 milligrams every day. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Period. Number two, because of the presence of anemia, we ordered a kappa lambda ratio, a serum protein electrophoresis with immunofixation, as well as urine protein electrophoresis with immunofixation. The patient went to Highlands Hospital. The results are pending. However, the anemia that was 10.6 is now reported to be with a hemoglobin of 12.8. Nothing has been changed. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that has been bouncing around. The prescription includes the administration of carvedilol 12.5 milligrams POBID, clonidine 0.3 patch that the patient doesn't like but because of dryness of the mouth, hydralazine 50 milligrams 3 times a day, hydrochlorothiazide. Hydrochlorothiazide 50 milligrams every day. Hydralazine 50 milligrams 3 times a day. At this point, we are going to stop the use of the clonidine patch and put him on amlodipine with benazepril, 520, one tablet POBID. We will see the results. We are going to follow the number. The patient has hyponatremia. He drinks copious amount of fluid. Being in fluid restriction, he drinks a significant amount of fluid and he follows a sodium restriction in the diet because of the hypertension. We are going to release the sodium restriction and we are going to ask the patient to decrease the sodium intake
to
we are going to release the sodium restriction, decrease the sodium intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours, weigh him on daily basis, and change the hydrochlorothiazide to 3 times a week. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months.